My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So, unlike virtually every other team, which chose a quarterback high in the first round, the New England Patriots are going in a different direction. And we will get to talk to Gerard Mayo, the guy who stood up there yesterday and said I made this decision on Tuesday on the show. So I can't wait for that.
And people always say, oh, it's good. They're taking their time with him. Hey, listen, you could sell that to me all day long. My concern is that you put a guy on the field, injuries are a part of the game. If you feel that way, that, oh, he might get hurt, why do you want to see Jalen Polk play so quick then? Mm-hmm. Why not wait till you got a better offensive line? You got a better quarterback who's more accurate rather than. So don't subscribe to that. I tell you, the biggest thing for me, which has me concerned, is the relationship between your head coach, your GM,
and then the owner overseeing all of that
and your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and the offensive coordinator, I think it's more of him basically doing what it is that he feels like Elliot Wolf wants him to do, because his allegiance is to Elliot Wolf.
But that's never good. If you're a head coach and you've got your offensive coordinator and your GM teaming up against you, if that's the case, that's bad news for Gerard.
It's not good. Alan is calling from my favorite place in the world, Nantucket. Hello, Alan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing. Big fan. Thanks for having me. I'll make it quick. I'm actually passing the take along from my roommate on Nantucket, a Springfield Mass guy, Ben Ryan. The Pats don't have an easy beginning of the season. The first 6 to 8 games, I mean, Drake May could get chewed up and spit out there. I don't see a problem, nor does he, sitting him for the first, third of the season. Hopefully he learns a little bit and comes out better on the other side and just doesn't ruin his career over people being, dare I say, impatient.
All right.
Anyways,
guys. The strategy then going forward for NFL teams would be draft the quarterback at number 1, 2, or 3 and then wait until your schedule is easy enough to start them going forward. That's what you would recommend.
I'm just taking a look at the schedule and saying that it's not easy in the beginning. So, learn a little bit. Brissett's got to be able to teach him something, He's been around for a little bit. So, I imagine he'll be
We had Bill O'Brien on this show a couple weeks ago saying that a quarterback doesn't learn anything when he's standing next to
a coach
throughout a game and when he's watching a guy like Jacoby Brissett. So I don't know. I tend to lean toward somebody like Bill O'Brien on this, but there certainly are differing points of view. I was surprised by how many people yesterday, whether it was social media or on the Subaru of New England text line after that press conference, were okay with Jacoby Brissett and sitting Drake May for this entire season. It
baffles me.
It seems like a waste, and it seems like his development, to me, knowing nothing, because I never played in the NFL, only Wiggy did, His development seems to be delayed a year.
It is.
So you're delaying it another year.
Right. And then now all the things that you want to see, like all the mistakes and obstacles that he's going to have to deal with, we're now going to have to wait to year two for him to experience those and see how he handles
those.
Can
I ask a question? And it might be dumb, but
sure, there's no
all
dumb
I've,
questions.
All I've heard is like, oh, it's all part of the plan to see, you know, Drake develop. How much are you really developing by watching from the sidelines?
You're not developing.
Exactly. So why am I told that over and over again by everybody? All the national media outlets that want to say that this was the correct decision, mm-hmm. all the former players that are saying that this is the correct decision. If you're telling me that this is just going to help Drake in his development, where does that development come from?
It comes from nowhere, because in practice, Jacoby Brissett, if he's your starting quarterback, he's going to get 95% of the reps. They're not going to put Drake May out on scout team to play Joe Burrow and read the cards and do that. That's going to be a Joe Milton thing.
508 text for you, Wiggy.
Sure.
You don't start the third overall pick until you at least have some consistency with the O-line. You're a clown.
Okay.
Tell that to the Washington Commanders, who are starting the number two pick behind an offensive line that's equally as bad.
You're a clown, Wiggy.
Tell that to every team who's drafted a quarterback in the top five who starts them right away. You want this kid to learn. Unless you have a very, very capable starter, like I don't even know who that
minimum would. Kirk Cousins.
Well, look, I was going to say, look at the Falcons as an example.
Okay.
Like, are the Falcons doing that? They did the right thing.
They actually did the wrong thing in the sense that they drafted
Penix. They shouldn't have drafted him.
Yeah, but
if you're going to develop a guy, that's what you do behind a playoff quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing when you start to look at what the Atlanta Falcons are doing. I don't have an issue with that. You paid Kirk Cousins $180 million. He's a proven NFL starting quarterback, playoff caliber quarterback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.